KBTZ, Port Townsend, 91.9.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty host of heaven sings.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of the endless spring.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn the radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Master's radio, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And good afternoon to you. This is the beginning of Tossed Salad. I'm Phil Andrus. We will be here from 1 o'clock, which is now, until 5 o'clock, which is then. We'll begin with a conversation about the Port of Port Townsend with Port Commissioner-elect Pam Petronic and her campaign manager from a successful campaign, which we'll talk about, Liz Honig. So, hello, Pam.
Hello.
Yes, I'm going to turn. Say that again. We can hear you better with your microphone on.
Hello, Jefferson County.
I had turned it off when you started to move it. And Liz, hello, Liz.
Hello, Phil. And hello, listeners.
Hey. At about 1:45, we're going to have, I'm told we're going to have, well, I know who's going to be here. Okay, let's try this. Chuck Easton and George Radabaugh. I'm told what they're going to be playing are duets, and the duets are tuba and accordion. That has happened here before. It is, however, in the world of music, rather unusual. We will hear it again, and boom, boom, boom. We'll see if they really do that. Patricia Jones with the South County Report, bringing with her Lorna Smith of the Jefferson County Planning Commission, talking about the critical areas ordinance. Judith Kate Friedman returns after being away for a while, Songs from the Sound. And Deborah Kate Hammond will be reading poems for this winter season. That's Toss Salad. And then I should make sure that you know at 5 o'clock when this show is over, what begins is Free Spin with Your Good Rocking Daddy, Ron McElroy. That is the day until, and after that, Barney Burke with Friday Night Blues. But, Pam, Liz, you had quite the campaign. You had quite the outcome. To win an election with almost 75% of the vote against a candidate who was credible, Chuck Falls, nice man, reasonable things to say. What did you do? As a campaign manager, this is Liz, was the campaign manager for Pam. What did the two of you do, but as manager, what did you do to make a margin such as that over, as I say, a candidate who, I thought Pam was going to win, but I didn't think she was going to win by that much. What were the elements of this campaign? And I start with Liz. We'll talk to Pam for the most part for this next 45 minutes, but you were the manager. Had you managed a campaign before?
No.
Oh.
And actually, Pam had never run for election before. I'd never managed a campaign before, and our treasurer had never been a treasurer before. So we had three women,